Would you please bow with me for a moment of prayer? Loving God, open our eyes to see ourselves this season. Open our ears to hear the message for our life this season. And open our hearts to the message of the ashes this day, that we might know our humanity. But open our hearts to the bread and the cup, that we might know with the great way with which you love us and hold us. Loving God, prepare us this night for the journey to come, that we might come on April 8th, Easter Sunday, and know that new life that you offer all of us. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good evening again. We come tonight to begin a journey of grace and a journey of possibility. We come tonight looking for new life, and we come to look for Easter. In the next 6 weeks, we come here to worship. We come here to study. We come and look at ourselves and ask ourselves, what is it we need to do to be part of what God is doing in our life? Because sometimes we come here, don't we, because of tradition? It's Ash Wednesday. Pastor's going to be there. We are during communion. We probably ought to go. Did anybody say that tonight? I know none of the choir said, well, we have to sing, so we got to go. None of them said that. But too often, some of the older, wonderful, powerful traditions that have been given us, some of the older, wonderful opportunities that God has given us, we tend to think is just as taken for granted ritual. It's Ash Wednesday. We ought to be there. And that's true. But it's so much more than that tonight. This year for our Lenten season, this year for our Easter season, this year for us to come to know who Jesus is and what Christ is about in our life, we ask you to look closely at who we are and what we are about in this church. Next, this coming Sunday, our young people are going to introduce us to Lent by not eating for 30 hours, by refraining from eating and studying about hunger in this world and studying about their faith life as who they are. And in that, raise money so that some people who may not eat, who may die from hunger, might have food. Do you think we should learn something from that? What a way to start Lent. Next Sunday, a week and a half from now, the coach for our National Church Development Team, Mr. Jim Zimmerman, who is a layperson at Libertyville United Methodist Church, will come and give us a message on calling. What does it mean to be called to do God's work? And what you need to know about Jim is he was trained as a nuclear engineer and went all over this world doing that, studying that. And then he got a call. And then he struggled with that. He struggled with taking a job that didn't pay half what he was earning before. But now he is the director of a free clinic in Waukegan. And he's going to come and talk to us about what it means for us to receive that kind of call in our life and be able to step out and take that risk. Well, during the week here, we ask you to look at some of our studies that we have. We are looking at two issues that are central to our faith and what it means to be Christian people. The first, sponsored by our Micah Ministries, has to do with living justice or living ways in our life that we can take our faith into the world and know what it means to live it out there and not just come on Sunday morning. Secondly, on Monday nights, we will be having a class on forgiveness, how we can receive that from God and what Jesus teaches about that, how we can look at that issue of forgiveness in our families, because do we need it there? We look at forgiveness in our world, and also what does it mean to look at ourselves and offer some forgiveness and hope and possibility for who we are. The sheets are out there for to sign up tonight. I would ask you to consider that. Holy Week, we'll be receiving communion on Holy Thursday, a wonderful time for us to remember Jesus' suffering and last night with his friends and disciples. And Good Friday, our choir will lead us in, not were you there, but we were there. And we want to be there and know something in our hearts about who Christ is and what we're about. Also on Easter, we are planning four services this year, 6:30 sunrise, 9 and 10:30, but also Saturday evening. We want to have a 6:33 service on Saturday evening for our first Easter service with our new band and with our team. A wonderful time. Take advantage of it. I know you came just to get ashes and communion. You didn't come for me to ask you to do anything else, did you? But it's important. What if we radically changed our attitude about this season? We like what's coming up now. Didn't you like today? I mean, it's not 10 below zero. That's great. The snow is melting. That is awesome in some ways, although I like the snow. You know, but we get to feel the spring's coming, and that's fine. Easter's coming. The flowers are coming. We can feel good about that. But what if we just didn't take for granted what God has given us in this season? And what if we looked at it differently? What if you added up all the energy you put together for Christmas? Do you remember Christmas? What if you added up all the energy you had that you put into the Christmas season, buying gifts, sending cards, calling relatives, cooking, putting all those things together? Think of all the time and energy you did that and divide by four. Any mathematicians here? What if we just took 25% of that energy and put it into preparing for Easter? You know, I'm guessing some awesome things would happen. In the first reading today, the psalmist says, you know, we hear that we ought to confess to God, but the psalmist says what? When I kept silent, my bones wasted away. When I didn't do anything. When God was there to forgive me. When God was calling me to be part of that. There was awesome forgiveness. But when I kept silent, my bones wasted away. You have an opportunity coming up before we hit Easter. We begin that this night with the ritual of ashes and communion. This is our starting point, a wonderful starting point for us. It is a sign of brokenness, our humanness of who we are, and we ought to be humble before God, but also it is a sign of how great we are and how much God loves us. This last month at our Schaumburg-Hoffman Estates Clergy Association, one of our own, Reverend Sean Kafader, a pastor from Friendship Village, wonderful, wonderful pastor. He led us on how do we as clergy, how do we as religious leaders spiritually care for ourselves, because it doesn't just happen. We all have issues. And as we talked about that, the Rabbi Max Weiss, shared with us a piece of Jewish wisdom out of the Hasidic tradition. And he said, in their tradition, he says, God, in the story, God tells them that everybody ought to carry two pieces of paper, one in each pocket. And every now and then, we ought to reach down in one pocket and take that one piece of paper out and look at it, because that piece of paper says, you're nothing but dust and ashes. That we ought to be humble before God. That we ought not think too much of ourselves. That we ought to not think we are the center of the universe, our hurt, our achievements. But that we are a broken and sinful people. But then we ought to put that back in. And then he said, the tradition tells us that every now and then, we ought to reach in that other pocket. And on that other sheet of paper, it says, the world was made just for you. You are a gift from God. Tonight, that's who we are, and that's what we celebrate. That we ought to be humble before God. And when we do that, when we confess, when we really search for what we want to be part of, you know, there is life that comes in the brokenness that we know. We are not stuck in that. We are those people who come to receive the bread and the cup to know God sent his very son because you're that important. You know, you are the world to God. We need to know that as well. So tonight I ask you to come forward and we receive ashes. You can receive them on the forehead, as is some tradition. Or if you do not like that, you may receive them on your hand. If show us your hand when you come forward, we will do that. Or just show us your forehead, we will do that as well. And in that, we will say, remember that you are dust and ashes. Following that, you step right to communion. You receive the bread and the cup. And know, Christ died for you. And what a wonderful way to begin this season. Let's bow for prayer. Loving God, we thank you for the many ways you touch us and the opportunities that you give us. Lord, we don't deal with stuff like ashes very much. But we come here this night to remind ourselves that we are human. We have brokenness in our humanity isn't what it should be. So, Lord, help us in that. Finally, Lord, help us receive this cup and this bread, knowing that we are the world to you, that you love us dearly. And help us begin that journey to remind ourselves that we are saved by your grace and by your love. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.